assist client on types of health insurance and coverage. Everybody needs access to healthcare. The United States healthcare landscape is complex and can be difficult to navigate. There is a considerable variety and breadth in the health insurance plans available and what these plans cover. A counselor can assist their clients when it comes to the daunting task of understanding and selecting the appropriate healthcare insurance plan for themselves and their family. Commercial health insurance and spending accounts. A counselor should be able to explain to their clients the different types of health insurance available within the United States. There are several types of commercial health insurance. Preferred Provider Organization, PPO, a type of health insurance plan that allows patients to select their providers. Providers who have negotiated agreements with the insurance company are called in-network providers and will cost less than providers who do not have these agreements, called out-of-network providers. The plan recommends getting a primary care physician, PCP, to provide referrals, but it is not required. A PPO is a flexible fee-for-service option. Costs are lower if the insured uses in-network providers. Using services out-of-network requires a doctor's referral and will cost more. Point of service, POS, a health insurance plan that requires its members to get and use a primary care physician, PCP, and any treatment that the PCP cannot provide must come from a PCP referral to a specialist. However, PCPs can offer both in-network and out-of-network referrals. This lack of flexibility may result in the plan having lower costs than plans with greater flexibility. POS is an option with lower in-network costs for doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare providers. Referrals from primary care doctors are required for specialist appointments. Health Maintenance Organization, HMO, a type of health insurance plan that offers coverage through a network of approved providers and typically requires members to choose a primary care physician, PCP, who is needed to get referrals for specialist care providers who are also within the network. The network focuses on preventative care to keep members healthy, so they need fewer costly treatments. An HMO is a managed care option. Care is typically limited to doctors who contract with the HMO in a specific area, example a town or a county. It features smaller copays and lower premiums. HMOs often focus on health prevention and wellness. Exclusive Provider Organization, EPO, a health insurance plan that covers services only if provided by doctors or hospitals within its designated network, but a referral is not required from a primary care physician, PCP, to see a specialist in the network. Despite their name, an EPO is a less restrictive version of an HMO, covering services provided by any network doctors, specialists, or hospitals. EPOs do not offer any out-of-network benefits except in the case of emergencies. In addition to the types of health insurance plans, there are also various ways to pay for these plans. These include the traditional health insurance plan or fee-for-service plan, as well as a high-deductible health plan. High-deductible health plan, HDHP, a health insurance plan with lower premiums and higher deductibles, often paired with a health savings account, HSA, to cover out-of-pocket medical costs. An HDHP is an option suited to people who think they will not need much care and want lower premiums. HDHPs generally cost less, but have higher out-of-pocket costs when healthcare services are needed. Smaller employers may also offer them since they cannot get the deals on health insurance that larger employers can get from insurance companies for traditional health insurance plans. These plans have higher deductibles than many other plans. While out-of-pocket costs are higher, they also have maximum limits to these out-of-pocket medical expenses, including copays but excluding premiums and out-of-network expenses. HDHPs are available for individuals and families. Health Savings Account, HSA, a tax-advantaged savings account used in conjunction with high-deductible health plans to pay for qualified medical expenses, allowing tax-free contributions and withdrawals. An HSA is a pre-tax savings account specifically designated to cover future, qualifying health expenses as defined by the IRS. Annual deposit amounts are capped and can change. Always advise clients to remain up to date on these limits. Employers can also make contributions. Savings are portable, not connected to a single employer or health plan, and can carry over into the following year. Some HSA plans allow contributions to be invested. While HSA funds typically cannot be used for healthcare premiums, people on Medicare can get reimbursed for Medicare premiums. HSA eligibility rules for clients who have health coverage from multiple sources, including clients covered under TRICR, can be complex and may require further research or a referral. Not all plans with a high deductible qualify to use an HSA. Plans that are HSA eligible will state this in the plan name. Clients may want to know the difference between an HSA and a flexible spending account, FSA, a health benefit offered by employers that allows employees to set aside pre-tax money for qualified out-of-pocket healthcare or dependent care expenses. An FSA is another type of pre-tax savings account to be used to pay for certain out-of-pocket healthcare costs, such as certain prescription medications, deductibles, coinsurance and copays, not premiums, and certain medical equipment. They are only available from an employer and cannot be used with plans purchased via the healthcare marketplace. Annual deposit amounts are capped. Employers can make contributions as well. Generally, FSA funds are use it or lose it within the calendar year, but some plans allow for a small portion of funds to be rolled over into the new calendar year or for the funds to be available for the first 2 months of that year. Another type of insurance is a catastrophic health plan, a low-cost, high-deductible insurance plan designed mainly for emergency medical expenses. A catastrophic health plan is an affordable option to cover younger people against worst-case scenarios, primarily concerned with emergency care. Usually covers at least 3 visits to a primary care doctor per year to address preventative care. Government health insurance programs. The federal government offers and administers several health insurance programs, and some other programs are administered at the state level. These programs provide coverage for a range of individuals, often based on age or income. A counselor should be prepared to educate clients on government programs that could meet their and their family's insurance needs. Counselors can also provide qualification requirements and go over the application process. The most well-known examples of government healthcare are Medicare and Medicaid, but there are some other programs that clients may be eligible for that are discussed next. Counselors can educate their clients about such programs and where to go in order to assess their eligibility and get more information. Information regarding eligibility and how to apply for these programs can be found on government websites, such as healthcare.gov, medicare.gov, and medicaid.gov. Medicare. Medicare is defined as a federal health insurance program primarily for individuals aged 65 and older, and for certain younger individuals with disabilities or specific medical conditions. Medicare covers younger people with disabilities, permanent kidney damage, and ALS. The program is funded by payroll taxes and additional funds appropriated by Congress. All Medicare-related bills are paid from 2 trust funds held by the U.S. Treasury. Americans with Medicare coverage also pay monthly premiums for medical and drug coverage, select a level of deductible, and may also have copays and slash or coinsurance. Medicare has 4 parts. Part A, hospital insurance. Covers most hospital costs, including prescription charges, also covers a skilled nursing facility, hospice, and home health care if certain conditions are met. Part B, medical insurance, covers supplemental health expenses for outpatient care, doctor's visits, and others. Part C, Medicare Advantage. Part C covers everything that is covered in Parts A and B, but it may also offer more services. Many plans include Part D. Medicare Advantage is provided by private companies approved by Medicare. These companies may have a smaller provider network focused on a specific region. Part D, prescription drug coverage, optional coverage that helps pay for prescribed medications. Medicare Parts A and B are often identified as Original Medicare in order to differentiate them from Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage plans provide all of the Part A and B benefits, but there are some differences. For example, Medicare Advantage plans can also have additional restrictions related to which providers can be used. Medicare Advantage plans may require referrals in instances when Original Medicare does not. Medicare Advantage plans have an out-of-pocket maximum. Original Medicare does not. Medicare Original plans can be supplemented by privately sold Medicare Supplemental Insurance, Medigap policies, which are defined as private health insurance plans that help cover costs not paid by Medicare, such as copayments, coinsurance, and deductibles. Another example is emergency coverage when traveling. Not all providers accept Medicare payments, so recipients will need to research their options. Medigap providers are required to accept patients who sign up for Medigap when they first enroll in Medicare. After that, Medigap providers can require health screening and deny coverage. This can make it financially unfeasible to switch back to Original Medicare from Medicare Advantage. This is just one of the potential pitfalls individuals may face when signing up for Medicare for the first time. If counselors plan to work with this population, they should do additional research in this area. Since Medicare is complex, counselors who do not feel comfortable with the intricacies of Medicare should be prepared to provide a referral to a free state health insurance assistance program, SHIP, counselor who can provide Medicare-specific support, See also www.shefelp.org. Counselors should also educate their clients about Medicare.gov and specifically the Care Compare tool available there. Users will find a database broken down by specialty within relevant geographic locations. Counselors should also inform their clients that Medicare does not cover long-term care, nor does it cover personal care services. Counselors should also educate their clients about enrolling in Medicare and its impact on employer-sponsored healthcare. In some instances, enrolling in Medicare can end a client's employer-provided coverage. Clients should always check the terms of their existing insurance before acquiring additional or different coverage. Medicaid. Medicaid is defined as a joint federal and state health insurance program that provides medical coverage for individuals and families with limited income and resources. Medicaid is a free or low-cost government insurance program designed to help low-income Americans. Unlike Medicare, Medicaid is administered by the states and therefore what it offers and who is covered can vary. Any clients who may be eligible for this program should visit their relevant state government's website for details. In all states, Medicaid provides health coverage to certain groups of Americans, specifically children, parents, people who are pregnant, elderly people with certain low incomes, and people with disabilities. It also covers certain benefits that Medicare does not cover, such as nursing home and personal care services. In some states, Medicaid coverage has been expanded to cover other low-income adults. States will maintain their own databases of professionals who accept Medicaid. Applicants should refer to their state Medicaid agency, for example, via a website, to identify acceptable medical professionals based on their healthcare needs. Because Medicaid is administered on a state level, it is essential that all prospective applicants carefully examine their home state's eligibility criteria. Additional information can be found at Medicaid.gov. Example: Achieving a Better Life Experience, ABLE, is defined as a tax-advantaged savings and investment account designed for individuals with disabilities, allowing them to save for qualified disability expenses. For clients with disabilities, ABLE accounts offer significant advantages. These tax-advantaged savings accounts allow qualified individuals with disabilities to save money without affecting their eligibility for public benefits like SSI or Medicaid. ABLE accounts permit contributions up to specified annual limits, with funds growing tax-free when used for qualified disability expenses, including education, housing, transportation, healthcare, and basic living expenses. Unlike traditional savings approaches that might trigger resource limits for government assistance programs, ABLE accounts provide a protected way to build financial security. For clients with disabilities and who qualify for ABLE accounts, emphasize how these accounts balance the need for savings with benefit preservation. Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. The Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, is defined as a state and federally funded program that offers affordable health coverage for children and families with incomes too high for Medicaid but too low to afford private insurance. All states provide CHIP comprehensive coverage, which includes routine checkups and doctor visits, immunizations, prescriptions, dental and vision care, inpatient and outpatient hospital care, laboratory and x-ray services, emergency services. Routine checkups and dental visits are free under CHIP, but there may be co-payments for other services. As in the case of Medicaid, every state offers CHIP coverage, but benefits can vary from state to state. Some states may provide more benefits, such as pregnancy coverage. The same is also true of costs, but the overall annual cost for someone receiving CHIP will not be more than 5% of the family's income. TRICR, administered by the Defense Health Agency, DHA, TRICR is defined as a healthcare program for uniformed service members from all branches of the military, including the reserves, plus retirees, plus the eligible family members or survivors of active or retired service members. Eligibility depends on which uniformed service an individual is a part of and where they live. Clients who might be eligible for a TRICR plan should be educated about the tools available on the TRICR website. This site includes a plan finder and eligibility checker. Many plans are equivalent to some commercial health insurance types. For example, they have plans that are similar to HMOs, TRICR Prime, and PPOs, TRICR Select. The DHA also offers a Medicare wraparound plan for those enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B TRICR. Policies can cover some prescription drug charges, depending on the plan. Dental coverage is provided to active duty service members and can be purchased separately by non-active service members through the TRICR dental program. Eye care is also covered for active service members. Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, CHAMPVA. The Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, CHAMPVA, is defined as a health benefits program that shares the cost of covered services for spouses, dependents, and other survivors of veterans who meet certain service-connected disability requirements. CHAMPVA is a health benefits program administered by the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The VA shares the cost of certain health services and supplies with CHAMPVA. CHAMPVA covers prescription medications, inpatient and outpatient care, family planning, maternity care, mental health care, ambulance services, prescribed medical equipment, and more. Workers' compensation. Workers' compensation, also known as workers' comp, is defined as a state-mandated insurance program that provides benefits to employees who suffer job-related injuries or illnesses. Workers' compensation has some federally administered programs but is otherwise administered at the state level. This program provides benefits if someone is injured or becomes ill as a result of their job. Counselors should educate their clients on where to find their state's relevant information and application process. The benefits that can be provided include medical treatment cost coverage, vocational rehabilitation cost coverage, wage replacement benefits in the form of cash payments for employees during recovery. Benefits for dependents if a worker dies as a result of a work-related injury or illness. The federal government also administers disability compensation programs specifically for federal employees, coal miners, nuclear weapons workers, longshoremen, and harbor workers who are injured on the job. If a client has been injured while on the job, a counselor should make sure the client is informed about workers' compensation and provided with the information they need to apply for it. The U.S. Department of Labor's website, pips://www.dole.gov/agencies/op, has extensive information and can also be used to check eligibility. A counselor should also discuss with their clients the benefits of disability insurance and the ways in which it differs from workers' comp. Healthcare billing and insurance calculations. A counselor should educate their clients on the following concepts related to healthcare billing and insurance calculations. Balance billing. Balance billing, sometimes called surprise billing, is defined as a practice where healthcare providers charge patients the difference between their fee and the amount covered by insurance. Often this refers to out-of-network charges and a provider charging you for the difference, or balance, between what your plan covers and the actual cost of the service. Depending on the care received and the client's policy coverage, balance billing could result in considerable unexpected charges. It is always important to remind clients that they are responsible for learning what is and is not covered by their health insurance policy. Coordination of benefits. Coordination of benefits, COB, is defined as a provision in a health insurance policy used when an individual is covered by multiple insurance plans to determine which insurer pays first and how remaining costs are shared, ensuring that combined payments do not exceed the total cost of care. COB ensures medical claims are paid correctly to avoid overpayment and duplicate payments. It is needed when an individual is covered by multiple insurance plans, such as private health insurance and Medicare. The policy with the primary payment responsibility will pay first. COB does not remove the need for the client to pay premiums, co-pays, and slash or co-insurance. COB can sometimes generate more paperwork. Explanation of benefits, EOB. The explanation of benefits, EOB, is defined as a summary statement provided by a health insurance company that details what services were covered, how much was paid, and any amount the patient may owe. An EOB is not a bill, however it does include payment information. The document, either printed or delivered digitally, can include the following pieces of information: patient details, details of claim, date of service, service description, bill information, provider charges, allowed charges, paid by insurer. Patient balance, what the insured individual owes. Remark code, additional information related to a cost adjustment. EOBs should be examined carefully to ensure no mistakes are made. If any are found, the client should contact their provider. Filial responsibility laws. Filial responsibility laws exist in about half of the U.S. states and are defined as laws that require adult children to financially support their aging parents if they are unable to support themselves. The extent of filial responsibility laws varies across states. The extent of responsibility can depend on a variety of criteria, including but not limited to the adult child's income level, location, and any parental assistance they have already provided. While filial responsibility laws are rarely enforced, There have been cases where service providers have sued the children of parents who could not afford to pay. Counselors should research the laws in their state, coinsurance and deductibles. It is valuable to see how the concept of coinsurance works in practice. Counselors should be prepared to explain to clients how it works. Coinsurance is a cost-sharing mechanism that splits payment for medical bills by predetermined percentages after deductibles have been paid. A common split is 80/20, in which the insurer covers 80% of the cost minus the deductible, and the insured pays 20% plus their deductible. Let's use that split for an example of a drug prescription. The client has a 20% coinsurance, and the insurance plan's allowed amount for the drug is $150. Calculation for the amount the client will pay is as follows. Therefore, the coinsurance cost to the client is $30 for this prescription. Here is how this might work in another example for a minor surgery, as shown in Exhibit 3-5. The client has to have a minor surgery, which is expected to cost $10,000. Their deductible is $1,500, and it is an 80/20 plan, so coinsurance is 20%. First, the deductible would be subtracted from the cost of the surgery, $10,000, $1,500 equals $8,500. The balance of the surgery cost is multiplied by the coinsurance, $8,500 x 0.2 equals $1,700. The deductible and the coinsurance amount are added to find the total amount owed by the patient, $1,500 plus $1,700 equals $3,200. Exhibit 3-5, example of 80/20 coinsurance with $1,500 deductible. A counselor should educate their client that exceptions to this process can happen related to a client's maximum out-of-pocket expenses. If the client has also reached their maximum out-of-pocket expenses, the insurer will cover the entire cost of the medical expense. If the cost of the medical expense is more than the client has remaining before hitting their maximum out-of-pocket, then they will only pay the amount up to the maximum. Then the rest will be covered by the insurer, medical debt. Medical debt can result in several ways, most often because an individual did not have sufficient health insurance coverage before receiving care, either from illness or accident. If a client has accrued medical debt, an advisor can provide guidance for managing this debt efficiently and in ways that will not derail the client's financial goals. Medical debt should be considered lower priority than other forms of debt, mortgage, car payments, etc. Medical debt carries low or no interest rates. Medical debt does not affect an individual's credit report if it is less than a year old. Clearing the debt will usually be expunged from an individual's credit history, too, see below. Medical debt should not be paid using credit cards, see below. Medical debt can occasionally be eliminated if patients are eligible for financial assistance. Medical debt does not prohibit the client from receiving emergency care. Counselors should attempt to stay up to date on the latest guidance regarding medical debt, as regulations can change. Counselors should educate their clients about how paying off medical debt with credit cards can change the impact of the debt. Specifically, it changes the nature of the debt into credit card debt, which can impact their credit report, as well as subject them to much higher interest rates. Carrying medical debt on credit cards, either a regular card or a dedicated medical credit card, can result in even greater financial hardship.